Hey, good morning. Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, live from our KGGF studios. I'm Sam Speck, joined in studio by director of the Eclectics Art Gallery. It is Tamisha Sewell. Tamisha, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. Normally we are joined by director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. But Lisa has Tamisha in here this morning because you guys, man, oh man, we got a busy, busy first about week of February, really, and then some dates as well down in February for our listeners to notch down on their calendars. But real quick, Lisa talks about this art gallery up there right off of Penn Avenue. I drive by it all the time, but many of our listeners may not exactly know. What is Eclectics?
Well, Eclectics Art and Gifts is an art gallery, but we also have a wide variety of art, ranging from paintings down to smaller things that are more gift sizes. But also one of our favorite things to do is offer classes. So we offer a huge variety of classes. Since we currently have 12 working artists, we're able to offer a big variety of classes each month. And we have some that happen every month on a regular basis. And then we have some that kind of come and go depending on what the teachers are interested in teaching that month. So
great stuff.
It's a pretty big variety.
Yeah, with that, what's probably, you know, the couple of most popular ones that you can do month in, month out, and then we'll kind of hit on the ones coming up here for a special Valentine's Day classes,
yes,
I'm sure, with that. But what are those month-to-month courses?
I think our most popular that we have every month would be our stained glass class. That's one that you really have to register in advance for because there's a limit of 5 people per class. Mm. But Zoe, our instructor, is really great with that class. That fills up every month. And then alcohol inks with our artist Andrea Sitton. That's another really popular one. And then we recently started doing a calligraphy class with Rachel Unruh. That's every month. And then also our newest one is with Louise Woodard. She started doing a watercolor class every month.
Yeah.
That's been really popular. So we're getting the March schedule set up for some of that because some of those monthly classes have already happen for January and February, but
certainly. Well, speaking of that, February is Valentine's Day is looming with that,
mm-hmm.
Fellas. Time to go out and get some gifts, no doubt. I'm sure Eclectics will, we'll have some classes as well with that. It looks like we can take some photos, and then they've got an event called the 2x2 Valentine's. Is that what you're calling it?
Yes, it's a 2x2 event. So what we've done in the past is in October we did 10x10. You could get a 10x10. Painting or some other 10x10 art for $10. So kind of in the similar vein to that, we're doing 2x2, but they're more like Valentine's or miniature paintings, just 2-inch by 2-inch paintings for $5. You can come in and we'll have a huge variety because all of our artists are doing several different paintings. So you can come and get the more traditional like hearts and I love you Valentine's type things. And then we also have some that are little constellations of like Aquarius and things, which is February, and then some that are sunflowers. So it's a big variety, and you can even come in and get a little easel to go with it. And then to go with that, you can even get one of our gift certificates that they can use on any of our classes or any of the merchandise, any of the art at the shop as well. So there's a lot of variety, and there's always, of course, lots of great jewelry, and who doesn't love that for Valentine's?
Yeah, I was gonna say that is that's a pretty good one, right?
Mm-hmm.
There, of course, jewelry. You just want to put that in, slide that in, because you know, Valentine's Day, some guys wait to that last minute. So
mm-hmm.
Hey, you can head on over there. And also with that, it's just it almost adds that character. It's adorable when they're that small, and they, you know, the little
mm-hmm.
easel as well with
exactly.
it that goes along with it, so it adds some cool character with it. So when that's happening on the second, you said?
Yeah, on the second at 2 p.m. So it's 2-2 at 2.
2-2 at 2.
So it's
with
easy
that
to remember that way.
Is it $22, or how much does it cost to get in? Do we have the two theme going on?
No. We decided this month, since it's, you know, $2, we figured we'd do 5 for the 2x2.
Five
so.
Bucks for that. So still, it's an easy event with that.
Yeah.
As again, you get the little 2x2 and a little easel just for $5 with that. And then again, you can go around, and they got jewelry as well. And
mm-hmm.
the jewelry, I'm sure you'll have to purchase yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. With that. Okay. Cool. So you you've got that coming up, and then also it looks like you yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little photography with that. So Valentine's Day photos, if you wanted to get those taken, you can do it through you, it looks like.
Yeah, we'll actually have a time. It's just kind of a walk-in session between 1 and 3 on the 9th. It's best if you kind of come early so you don't have to wait in line too long. But while you're there, you'll actually be able to walk around and view the art anyway, so you'll have something to do to entertain yourself with. And then I'll have a backdrop with a Valentine's Day theme, and then lots of fun little props like picture frames and signs. And we'll even have one where you sign once the photo's edited, and then you can get a digital copy of those, and you'll be able to do print them however you want.
So. Very cool. Yeah. You know, I always always kind of smile at it because I put a limit on it. Because I'm not a big fan of pictures, but my girlfriend loves it. She loves going all out and getting a good outfit and getting a good backdrop wherever it may be. Because, I mean, obviously, from Colorado, so she'd love to get some mountains in the background or whichever from it. But so cool. Those events always will attract couples with that. That's coming up on the 9th. It said, looks like those photos, hey, simple enough, $5 again. So not too bad to come on in and get yourself a nice little couple photo with that. And then looks like the 9th is a very, very busy day for you guys just in general.
Yes, it really is, because actually at the same time, 1 to 3 in the back, we have our stained glass class going on. That one is full right now, but you can contact a gallery to get put on the waiting list in case somebody cancels, which we've had happen due to weather and stuff like that before. But that class will be coming up the first Saturday of March as well too. So
you said that one was a pretty popular one. What goes on in there? What do you kind of learn with the stained glass? You don't learn how to make it? Do you learn to just kind of shape it, or what happens?
Well, what happens first is Zoe will go over all the safety procedures, because you are working with glass, so you want to be, you know, very careful. And she kind of explains how you work with a pattern to create your piece. And then she'll go over the steps to cutting glass and how to cut each piece. And then once you've practiced a little bit and cut some of the pieces yourself, she kind of gets a few started for you, so it's not, you know, a two-day class of cutting. She shows you how to grind the pieces and shape them, and then she shows you how to use the solder and the foil. Sorry, I should know a little more clearly the terms, because I've taken the class, which is great. But
sometimes those terms just
out of your head. But she shows you how to use the soldering iron and how to solder the pieces together and how to finish the piece in the end. And you actually leave with a completed piece that's ready to hang in your window when you're done.
Very cool. Very cool. With, you know, it being sharp and lots of glass, I don't really see a whole lot of kids being there as well. Is there an age limit?
No, it's usually 18 plus. We can talk to her for, you know, older teenagers and sometimes we make exceptions on class things in general. So,
and you know, it's pretty nice class, but glass, I'm sure, is a material that comes with a price. Is it like $20, $30, $40 to get in for the course there?
It's $35.
Nice, not bad.
Yeah, and that's usually the same every month. So
nice, that's not bad at all.
The fun thing too is she changes up what the pattern is each month. So if you've come once before, you can come again and make a brand new piece.
Nice. Very neat with that. So that's happening in the afternoon from 1 to 3:30 p.m. And then it looks like at 6 p.m. there's a paint and sip going on as well.
Yes, I will be doing that. So I'll have a busy day that day.
Seems like it. My goodness.
I'll be at the gallery most days. Well, I'm there a lot anyway. So what we'll be doing is a paint and sip. You'll have the choice to do one Valentine's Day themed painting of your own, or you can do one with a partner, where when you put the two paintings together, it makes one complete picture. It's like a heart shape with little birds. It's super cute. And for that, you can either come and it's one person is $25 or $40 per couple. And it doesn't have to be a couple. It could be friends, whoever your Valentine is. And there will be wine and nibbles and stuff for free, too. So that'll just be a good, fun time.
Yep. And wine is there, so I'm imagining 21 plus?
Yes. Definitely 21 plus, yeah.
No doubt about it. No high school Valentine's making their way to this one, unfortunately. So, well, you had mentioned a calligraphy class as well. I think that's pretty cool. I watch all of those videos I follow this Twitter page or whatever about calligraphy, because it's so satisfying to watch.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I know, when people get really good at it, and then I try it and I look like a fool. But tell me a little bit about it, because it looks like you guys got that next class. Is it filled, or are we able to get into it next
Now, that one is Sunday? Not filled yet. So you can either, if you go to our events page on our Facebook page, you can actually see the list of classes and where to register online. And you can register online anytime. You do need to pay through PayPal, so if that's not an option, sometimes it's easier just come to the gallery while we're open and stop by, and they'll have a physical form for you to fill out. But that one is open, and that's 1 to 3:30 on Sunday the 10th. And that one's just $25 per person. And each month she kind of picks a different font style to go with. Like one time she did just a traditional calligraphy and then more of a, she called it bounce lettering. It's like a different hand lettering style that she goes over each month. And there's a little description on each page for which fonts that she'll go through. And she said actually this time she's going to be using a few different fonts and they'll be using paints and markers to kind of enhance those too. So it'd be great for any kind of design work, really.
Yeah, I've always been, you know, very interested by it because obviously different, like a even different paint brushes have different strokes to them, and learning mm-hmm. how to write and learning how to shape it. And, you know, it's amazing. For me, it's just satisfying. I just watch, I could sit there for 20, 25 minutes just watching yeah. somebody write a couple of letters. So that's very neat. That's coming up that following Sunday. Man, so you guys got a busy, busy weekend there, and not too bad. So it's still got some space with it. I got to ask, it says you said that alcohol inks class is pretty pretty popular. Do they still have room in there?
Yes. Actually, I do believe she has some available that day. I think that there's only a few spots left for the February class. But you can always call in the gallery and check and see with us. That's... we're actually Wednesday through Saturday, but we will be Wednesday through Sunday in February, so it'll be a little bit easier to get a hold of us on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and is it, you know, is it as it sounds with that? You come on in, enjoy a beverage, and paint away, or how
actually,
does it work?
The funny thing about that is we do get that a lot, is they think alcohol ink, so they think kind of like the paint and sip.
Yeah, I was kind of maybe connecting those, but is
no,
it actually the paint?
The paint itself is alcohol-based, and so ink is an alcohol-based ink, and it so it creates these really vibrant colors, and she shows you ways to use them on things like tiles and other decorative, you know, non-porous type canvases and things, papers. But you use them in kind of an abstract way. You can use forced air to move it around the paper, and then they dry really fast. But you can also move them and create different textures and things by using rubbing alcohol.
Oh,
you
wow.
can spray it on. You can wipe it on. And so there's really a huge variety of things you can do with them, and the colors are just spectacular.
Yeah, and very textile as well. Yeah, I can tell by the, you know, the brochure now. Tried very hard not to put anything suspect on. I mean, there's no glasses, anything. There's just these bright, beautiful colors. So, yeah, no, my mind went straight to that, like the paint and sip there. Mm-hmm. No, it's the paint that is based with that. So it's 35 per person there, and do they have to bring brushes or anything like that? Or
nope, everything is supplied. In fact, for most of our classes, everything is supplied. With the exception of our watercolor class, but you have the option to pay extra to have the supplies, or if you have your own, you can bring them in, because some people just already have those supplies. So
great stuff. So that one's coming up mid-February there, and then it looks like as well, just those following days, that Sunday and Monday, it looks like there's a mosaics direct method, it looks like.
Yes. Our artist, Zoe, who also does the stained glass, will be teaching in class with Rachel, who does our calligraphy class. They're both really great with mosaics. And so what they do with this class each month is they pick a different type of mosaic, like a different method, and also a different format, like a different, I believe this month it's an 8x8 that you'll be going home with. And before, they've done stepping stones. And so it takes 2 days because they have to wait for the grout to dry on the first day and then come back the second day to finish it up.
Yeah, it looks pretty neat. I mean, they got a picture on the brochure with it. And, you know, again, just pretty little aspects that you can throw around your house or maybe in your yard or something like that. And also, I've always learned when you make something and you walk by it in your house or something like that, it's like, hey, you know, I feel extra, maybe a little extra proud with that. So very cool. Again, speaking this morning with Tamisha Sewell, the director of the Eclectics Art Gallery up there in Independence. So tell our listeners where you guys at, your hours, and if any questions, where's the best place to go?
We are at 311 North Penn in Independence, and our phone number is 620-779-9048. And then the best place to find us is on facebook.com/eclectics, and that's ECLECTIX, art and gifts. I know it's a little unusual spelling, but we had to be different. And then our hours right now are Wednesday through Friday, 11 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 4.
Great stuff, great stuff. Again, director of Eclectics, it's Tamesha Sewell. As we got about 30 seconds or so, so did you have any final things that you wanted people, maybe a big note later on down the summer? Or I think we did hit on basically just about everything that you got coming up in February.
This summer we do have our big second birthday celebration coming up, so we're planning to do something special with vendors and food trucks and all that, so definitely keep an eye out on the Facebook page for that. We'll be looking for craft vendors, too. So.
Very exciting, and a very early congratulations for being around for 2 years.
Thank you. It looks like
you guys are doing something right. These classes are filling up, as so very great. Again, Tamesha, thanks so much for joining us here on this Tuesday morning.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.